B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
All right, 4 o'clock hour. It's brought to us by Landis Spock, the one-stop shop of great draw dropping outdoor paradise online at landisbc.com. So a couple things going on today. First of all, we're reviewing and looking at the moments that stood out to you in the Michael Jordan documentary last night, parts 1 and 2 on last night. And the notion that, and I started to talk about this early, because Tyrone, you were tweeting up a storm last night to people. And you were getting annoyed by the church of Michael Jordan, which you kind of saw as a neighborhood church to the church of Nick Foles.
It's very similar because facts don't matter to either people in either church.
But the facts are that Michael Jordan, at least in my mind, but not in yours, that he's the best player of all time.
See, that's an opinion. Uh-huh. The facts are the 6 championships are facts.
Right.
The Wizards run also a fact. Like, all of it, coming back and losing to Orlando, it's all in there. But what we do is we take LeBron's everything, and mostly his failures, and we pick and choose Jordan. And they go, look, Jordan's, well, I guess
well,
so.
Yeah. I'm trying to explain the sociological phenomenon of that is that the Michael Jordan era happened in most of our listeners' lifetime. In the wheelhouse of our lifetime rooting for the NBA, that this phenomenal talent that we had never seen before came into the NBA and dominated competition and just dunked on people and beat them to the basket and blocked and did all that stuff. And so it's a provincial feeling. It's like this happened in my lifetime. It's my source of pride. It marks my time on earth. Me and Michael Jordan go hand in hand. So that's why people get involved in a church-like thing. They romanticize it. It's part of that defines their time on earth.
I get it. And I'm not, the only thing I'm trying to present is I'm going through the move. So load management, we think, was a brand new thing. It wasn't up to Michael Jordan, but they load managed them.
They did.
We also talk about how sports today are too buddy-buddy.
Uh-huh.
In the middle of a playoff series, Jordan's playing golf with Danny Ainge. Yeah. If that's not buddy-buddy, I don't know what is. But it's like, but we take every, back with Jordan's day, Jordan wouldn't have spoke to an opponent. Yes, he would have. He would have played golf with him for 4 hours. Like, he has become a deity. He's a man.
The second year, the 44-2 year is when they lost to the Celtics, right? When they were 40-40, when they were fifth seed, his third year in the league. All right, was his rookie year, and then the next year he got hurt.
And that's they were 30-52. They load managed, and then they got swept, but he scored the 63 points.
Okay, all right, so that was the year he played golf with Danny Ainge.
Yes, and got swept. And now he scored the 63, but he got swept, and then Jordan would never talk to an opponent. What? Yes, he would.
Now, your point, Lan, we were going back and forth this last night. So they were 30-52 and got the eighth seed that year that they played the Celtics and get smoked by the Celtics, and he had the monster 2 monster games in a row, right? So he was bitching and moaning about the load management. The organization, which we would do in a blink today, were saying, what's the point of us making the playoffs? We're not going to do anything in the playoffs. What good's the eighth seed? Isn't it better for us to miss the playoffs? So let's keep him out and load management. And he caused all kinds of fury about that because of his competitive nature. But it really wasn't the smart thing that he was doing.
Right.
Right.
The players want to play. Like, I understand that. And Jordan wanted to play. I get his side. But the Bulls, and I think the Bulls made a lot of mistakes, and I'm sure we'll see more in the next 8 parts of the series. But that, to me, was the sound decision. I don't want to. They said that foot injury is serious. He had the Embiid injury. You got to be careful with the Embiid end up breaking it again. Jordan was lucky enough to not break that foot again.
Right.
It seems smart. That was not a good roster. The fact that he scored 63 and they still got swept tells you that's not a good roster.
Yeah.
I would also want to get in the lottery and try to help Michael Jordan be all he can be. That's
so
smart management.
That was selfish on his part to want to play.
It was. Now, players do want to play. I get it. But to him be cursing everybody out and stuff, whoa!
All right,
your roster stinks.
So that year, so here's the way it evolved. Rookie year, 30-52, where he broke the bone, and then he comes back, and they get smoked by the Celtics, but he has the monster games. Then it's 40-42, they get the fifth seed. That's his third year.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's 50-32, they get the two seed.
And that's Scottie Pippen.
And they lose four or five. Yeah, say, yeah, right, that's what Scottie Pippen.
Scottie and Horace
four or five. Over. Four or five to the Pistons. They
right.
Lose. They
and,
lose.
And that's when they make the trade. Out, Oakley, you're out. Cartwright, you're in.
So the next year they go 47-35, the fifth seed, lose the finals to the Pistons. Conference finals. Next year they go 55-27, get the second seed, still lose in the finals to the Pistons.
And we're going to find out, even Jordan was too stubborn, didn't lift a single weight till he lost to the Pistons the second time.
And then they break through.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, 61-21, get the one seed and sweep the Pistons, and they beat the Lakers.
Yep.
So let's go back to the year where he is trying to play after the broken leg, and they are 30-52. They get the eighth seed in the playoffs. This was his roster.
Now, this is the roster that he needs to make the playoffs with versus getting a lottery pick.
Right. Gene Banks, God bless his little heart.
I mean,
Ron Brewer.
Come on.
Dave Corzine was the center.
Not a very good player.
Quentin Daly, Q. George Gervin in his 14th year.
Saying older George Gervin.
Sidney Green, who never lived up to his promise, but he had some talent. Rod Higgins. Kyle Macy. Remember Kyle Macy?
I don't remember. Was he a good player?
He was a white guard from Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
He was all right. He was a point guard. Nothing special. Oakley, John Paxson, Orlando Woolridge.
Now, I loved Orlando. I forgot he did play for the Sixers because I used to always want him on the Sixers.
Yes, he did play. So then little by little, they get players and players and players. But it took him six seasons. The seventh season is when he won something.
And it was the fourth year with Pippen and Jordan together. And that is why, relating it to now, if you want to get rid of Simmons and Embiid, I wait until the conclusion of next season. Give those guys the same four-year span that you give Pippen and Jordan, because that's the gold standard, right?
Yes.
Everybody tells me that's the religion. I can't hold Simmons and Embiid to an even higher standard mm-hmm. than Jesus.
Right.
And you've been saying that for a long time. You've been saying that for a long time.
Treat them like Jordan and Pippen. Like I'm saying, hold them to a high standard. But until you see the full 4 years like Jordan Pippen had, to me it's premature. Because I'm sure in Chicago Sports Talk or the writers were saying, those guys can't win together. Pippen and Jordan, they look at them, they're too soft. They keep losing to the Pistons. You know what the idiot saying that? And then they go on to win six titles. So don't jump the gun and trade one too soon, and then you look like an idiot. Because you might have won six, you might win six titles with Simmons and Embiid.
Right. So in other words, it took the full brunt of building a team around him before they broke through.
Yes.
Is what the point is.
And it might be the same case here. So don't trade a guy too soon when one guy's 23. And then you end up perhaps missing a window of rings.
See, that should... Now, Philadelphia sports fans should come out of this with some sort of, like, solace, knowing that there's, like, a time frame here now, right?
Like they lost. You mentioned, Mike, right. They started winning the regular season, but they weren't having the playoff success yet.
Exactly.
They were getting... Sixers have had 50-win seasons a couple of times. They have not had the post... That doesn't mean it'll never come, because even Jordan took a while to... Even Jordan.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The perception is that Jordan carried them teams to a championship as soon as he got in the league. Well, hop on me. I can lead. I can play with mutts and we can still win a title. But that wasn't the case.
Never will be. Not in this. And NBA is the hardest one to win, but it's the easiest to go on a run. Because look at all those teams. The Pistons won multiple. The Lakers won multiple. The Celtics won multiple. The Bulls won multiple. Houston won multiple. The Spurs won multiple. The Lakers won multiple. If you get one, you might be able to get a bunch.
All right. Give me all the white centers that he played with as they broke through.
All right.
go down the list.
It wasn't. All right. You had Will Perdue.
Yes. Will Perdue was the last one. He was on the team that actually won something.
You mean up until the loser?
Yeah, up until
all the loser ones.
From the history.
I don't remember all those.
He had one every year.
He did?
Well, yeah,
I don't remember all of them.
He had Luke Longley.
They won with Luke.
They won with Luke.
Yeah,
they also won Will Perdue.
And
Bill Wennington.
They won with him.
He had Dave Corzine.
Yeah, they went with him.
From DePaul.
Did they win with him? He wasn't
on the was the early days.
Yeah.
He had like five white centers. and those guys could never play. My point is they could not get on the floor today.
No way. They wouldn't even be in the league.
All right.
Like, I know, and everybody loves Embiid. Imagine what he would do to a Corzine. Like, he'd get 40 a night.
Exactly. All right, man, let's go Spanky Coscreek. Spanky, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Spanky.
You're in on sausages?
What's that? Spanky!
Oh, sorry, Mike.
Go ahead, man.
They eat all the sausages.
Right. Sausages? What are you talking about?
I'm making lunch, man. I bought sausages last week. I've been in the hospital for 1 week. I come back, it ain't no more sausages.
Wait, your kids took the sausages?
They ate a whole box of sausages. Mike only was in the hospital for 5 days. That's crazy.
Oh, man. You all right? You okay?
I got better. I'm getting better, Mike.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Mike, what was decent about Mike was that, because I'm from that era, I'm 48, mm-hmm. and... Before he even got on the court, he had dudes shook. Same way Tyson did the night before dudes had to fight him. He had them shook before he even got on the court because they knew how to guard him. And a lot of them dudes was real scared. That was what was decent about Mike because it was just the aura that he had. I don't think, I think all around LeBron is probably the better player because he could do more. But what was decent about Mike was his aura that he had.
I agree 100%. It was amazing. It splashed in the 80s. It was like a bomb hit the NBA when he came on board.
It was like them cats, like he was running through some of the greatest superstars that ever played. He was running through them. And it was ridiculous because, like he was talking trash to these dudes and he was just backing it up. And yeah, he had some bad teams in the beginning, but when he got hot, it was just beautiful to watch.
He had the most incredible balance that I've ever seen. Because he can maneuver with the basketball and still be square. That's not easy.
It was beautiful to watch him back then. Now dudes is doing it all the time. But back then when you saw him, and I'm going to say something real quick before I get to my draft pick. Doc was overrated, if you ask me. I think Doc was overrated. But anyway... Let me get to my draft pick.
All right, go ahead. It's your selection now. I just took Magic Johnson. 23rd pick in the draft. Spanky selects.
I'm going to give you a bust out one, Mike. I don't know if he qualified, but he changed the game for this sport. I'm going to go Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan?
Nah.
Tyrone has negated Hulk Hogan.
Okay, I'll go. My second point was going to be Usain Bolt.
All right, that's a good one. Yeah. All right, Tyrone wanted nothing to do with Hulk Hogan, man.
Well, Hulk Hogan transcended the sport, Mike. He did. Yeah, you got to give it to him.
But that's not a sport. That's not a sport. Come on.
All right, I'll go Usain Bolt.
All right. Thank you. Because
now I got to put the Nature Boy Ric Flair in. Just to open it up.
You just missed that with a nah.
We can't start with it. Not because it's not real, because the outcome is scripted. So he won. He had the title forever because Vince McMahon said, hey, you have the title.
Yeah.
Like he was actually wrestling the dudes.
Yes. I forgot another center, man.
Well, it's Nat's pick. Maybe it'll
no,
be
no, no, I forgot a center. Michael Jordan center.
Oh.
Michael Jordan when he first came aboard.
Who you got?
Mike Smrek.
I don't know.
He was a 7-foot white center out of Canisius.
Really?
Schmeck. Oh. S-M-R-E-K. Schmreck.
When they, oh my goodness.
What?
I almost passed out. So they were doing the thing. Unfortunately, Michael Jordan's not 7 foot tall. He won't be able to dominate because he's not 7 foot. Yes. And they go around. And the one, I saw some of these guys and they say, okay, fine. Bill Walton had a nice career. Got hurt, but he was a great player at one point. Mm-hmm. Mark Eaton had the nerve to say that Jordan wasn't going to be able to carry. Yeah. Who are you to say that, Mark Eaton?
Yeah, Mark Eaton.
I almost fell out of the chair. Mark Eaton is, I don't know about this Jordan guy. Who are you to say that, Mark Eaton?
Yeah.
It bothered me.
I hear you. All right, so the next year after the injury year, where he scored 63 against the Celtics, they improved the roster a little bit. All right, so here's what they had.
All right.
Banks was still there. Get this for center. They had three centers on this team. Mike Brown.
I don't know.
Mike Brown's the coach of the Cavaliers.
Oh, that Mike Brown?
Yeah, that Mike Brown. Yes, he came out of George Washington.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, 6'9 center, Mike Brown. Steve Coulter.
I remember that name.
Was the guard, played with the Sixers.
Yeah, I remember that name.
Corzine, Earl Cureton.
Oh, Earl Cureton was on that squad?
Earl Cureton went to the Bulls after the Sixers, I guess. Okay. Pete Myers.
I remember Pete
Myers. Oakley, Paxton. Oh, I forgot this guy. Ben Poquette.
Who is that?
From Central Michigan University.
Another Caucasian right? center?
Yes. He was actually a power forward. Brad Sellers from Ohio State. 7 foot, power forward. Softer than soft.
Oh, man.
High draft pick, though. Sedale Threet.
He ended up on that squad.
Elston Turner. Granville Waiters was a center. He was a bald black dude. Wait, he had the Larry David look as a black dude.
How many centers did they have on that roster? Five centers?
Four.
How many centers?
Man,
the game has changed a lot.
Oh, it has. All right, let's go. Tyreek in Norristown. Tyreek, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Oh, got it, Tyreek.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
How you doing?
Tyron, Allie, how y'all doing?
Good.
Yeah, I called. I'm actually, before I get my point up, I'm pro-Bron. Like, I have the bias. But my point is, from today's era compared to the past era, if people bought up today's, like, current talent gap, as much as they people bring up, like, the past physical gap, like, I wouldn't care as much. But why is it to the point every time, like, they say, like, oh, Bill Laimbeer, he threw elbows, Kurt Rambis, Low Bridges. Like, you can teach this era physicality. Like, you can teach James Harden to stop flopping. You can't teach Kurt Rambis to do, like, a Euro step 10 feet behind the three-point line and hit a fadeaway three-point. I just never understand that. That's why I'm, like, so pro-Bron, because I think, like, this era, if Jordan was in this era, he was ahead of his time, yes. But I just don't, I think he would be like a superstar, yes. I just don't think he would be like the greatest the way everyone says.
I don't know. I think you might be going too far. The one thing he would have to do more of would be to shoot the three. But he did pretty much anything he wanted to do on a basketball floor. There was nobody, like, who was going to guard him? Even today, who was going to guard him?
He had the athleticism. Anyone athletic enough today?
Nah, he had the athleticism to compete in any era. He would have done the same thing in this era. He was still going to be faster and quicker and jump higher than people and get off a medium range jump shot. I mean, he had unique skills. Like, he could score at will.
All right. I mean, that's what I've been hearing all day, literally since this.
No, it doesn't apply to Jordan. It applies probably to other guys. Michael Jordan was touched by God. So he can play in any era, just like LeBron can play in any era.
To me, he's legendary, yes. He was doing this in 85, 86, all the reverses no one's seen before. And yes, that's why I call him a legend, a pioneer. But people mimicked his game, caught up.
Nah, he would have adapted because he had the athleticism and the speed to adapt. There wasn't anything he wasn't going to be able to do.
Okay.
All right.
I feel like, you know.
All right, man. Listen, first of all, it's Natalie's pick, and then it's your pick here. On our draft, and we'll go over the players that have been taken. Nat, Bolt was taken 23. It's the 24th pick in the first round.
Well, it's funny because I was going to go Bolt, but I'm going to go, I guess I'll go Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice is a good selection. Excellent selection at 24. Yep. All right, 25 is to you, Tyreek.
Well, I'm panic mode since Natalie took my pick. I'm just going to go Randy Moss. Like
Randy Moss.
I had Jerry Rice, but yeah.
All right, Randy Moss. He goes Randy Moss at 25.
Okay.
Yeah. It could have been better, I think.
Yes.
He could have gone soccer. He could have gone tennis.
Yes.
He could have gone quarterback.
And real fast, I'll pick my pick then, and I will go soccer, and I'm going to go with the great Pelé.
That's excellent selection, probably. Should have been ahead of Randy Moss.
Also, people can make the argument probably ahead of Messi as well.
Yes.
But, yes, I'll go with the great Pelé.
Okay, that's a solid selection. All right, so here's what we have so far through 26. Mike Jordan, Tom Brady, Wayne Gretzky, Muhammad Ali, Lawrence Taylor. I'll beep out the one that I don't think should be there. Babe Ruth, Mario Lemieux. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Serena Williams, 9. LeBron James was selected 10. Jim Brown was selected 11. Tiger Woods selected 12. Mariano Rivera was selected 13. Will Chamberlain was selected 14th. Willie Mays selected 15th. Fed selected 16th. Julius Erving selected 17th. Kobe Bryant selected 18th. Bo Jackson selected 19th. Michael Phelps selected 20th. Lionel Messi selected 21st. Magic Johnson selected 22nd. Usain Bolt, 23rd pick. Jerry Rice is the 24th pick. Randy Moss, the 25th pick. Pele the 26th pick. All right, we're squared up. Let's go, Tommy in Quakertown. Tommy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Tommy?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hello, Tom.
I just want to give you guys a lot of credit for coming up with this idea, this mock draft. And it's just what a clever idea to talk with everybody, and you and Ned and Ty jumping in. It's really a good day.
Well, thank you, really. Thank you.
I just wanted to say that I didn't watch the episodes with the first two with Jordan with the Last Dance, but I'm really looking forward to the next two episodes. And his name is Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
Yes.
And what about Dennis?
Do you think, without him, that they would have pulled it off and won six titles? Wasn't he a great rebounder?
Yeah, he was the perfect
defense,
role
correct?
Player for them.
And defense, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the perfect role player for them. But they had also won before they got him, didn't they?
I understand that, but he won a couple with them, correct?
I'm sorry.
He won a couple titles.
Yeah, he did. They broke through. He wasn't on a team when they broke through, but he added to what they were doing. Because Horace Grant was then gone when he came aboard.
Correct, yes. And I want to give him a little credit for dating Carmen Electra. You got to give him a little credit for that.
Yeah, in her day, she was spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Other than that,
I'm looking forward towards those next two episodes, and he should be featured a lot in that. And he is very flamboyant.
He'll be featured a little bit. Again, this is a Michael Jordan docu, so they'll go a little bit into Rodman, obviously. All right, you want to select in our mock draft here? You got 27th pick. Pele was just taken 26th. Who you got?
You guys have messed up. You guys really messed up on this. I got the best player that ever was in my book. Tyrus Raymond Cobb.
Ty Cobb at 27. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Ty Cobb. He went baseball.
Yeah.
Ty Cobb.
Okay.
No pitchers selected yet.
No starting pitchers.
No starting pitchers. Is this is my selection?
It is your selection.
It is my pick?
Yes, it is.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to go hockey.
You are going to go hockey.
I'm going to go hockey.
Is it a goalie?
I'm going Bobby Orr.
Oh.
How about that? How about me pulling hockey?
Look at you.
Bobby Orr. How hard to... Listen, man, I'll be honest with you. It's hard to question that selection.
It is hard. There are a lot of people who are old-timers who have told me that Orr was better than Gretzky. That's the only player I've heard.
Dominant player in an era where, you know, he was like the Michael Jordan of hockey players because he was doing things that were you haven't seen.
Yeah.
He was an end-to-end defenseman.
It's a really solid pick. And Bobby Orr, I don't think, ever killed anybody. to edge out Ty Cobb.
Ty Cobb?
Yeah.
So, no, he apparently did not kill anybody.
Yeah.
Because he's still, like, doing guest appearances.
Yeah.
He's not in jail.
Right.
All right. 610-632-0975. One line's open. Well, Mike Missinelli Show is back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
And that's brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons with Natalie Agonoff. Nat.
Thanks, Mike. Today's poll has over 3,300 votes on it. Who is the GOAT? 57% say Jordan, 12% say Brady, 29% say Gretzky, and 2% say Willie Mays.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much. And if you just tuned in, because the NFL is doing their mock draft today, apparently they're struggling with it. We don't have any update on how that's proceeding, whether they've worked the bugs out of it. We decided here to do a mock draft of just every athlete that we could ever think of, past and present. So we have 28 picks on the board, and we'll continue this tomorrow. We'll go through the second round because it would get really tough we get through this first round. It'll get a lot tougher if we go to the second round.
It will.
Which will be fun. So tomorrow I'm involved in this mock draft. I'm making this Eagles pick.
Yeah.
On the Golic Wingo show in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on at 9 o'clock.
All right.
Wherever you get that show. And the rules are that I had to pick. The 20 picks have been already picked. So I'm the first guy up with the 21st pick, which is the okay. Eagles selection. So I will tell you, these are the picks so far that people from various cities have picked.
Okay.
So it goes Joe Burrow, Chase Young, Jeff Aduka, Isaiah Simmons, Tua, Justin Herbert, Derek Brown from Auburn, the tackle, Henry Ruggs, Javon Kinlaw, Tristan Wirfs, the offensive tackle, Mekhi Becton, the offensive tackle, Jerry Jeudy, Jedrick Willis, the offensive tackle from Alabama, Andrew Thomas, offensive tackle, Georgia, Justin Jefferson, LSU.
Wait a minute. Oh, go ahead.
C.J. Henderson, cornerback, Florida, C.D. Lamb, wide receiver, Oklahoma.
So he goes after.
They're all gone by 20.
Yeah.
By 18.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Josh Jones, offensive tackle, Houston. Kenneth Murray, linebacker, Oklahoma. Trevon Diggs, cornerback, Alabama. And it's my pick. I have it between, my highest player on the board or linebacker. If I was going to go linebacker, I would have gone Kenneth Murray. So it's between now Patrick Queen, the linebacker, or my highest rated player left on the board, which is a higher ranked player than Patrick Queen, which is safety Xavier McKinney from Alabama.
That is a position of need.
And that's where I'm going.
Okay.
I'm going to take the higher rated player, and it's a position of need, rather than the lower rated linebacker at a semi position of need.
That makes sense. A lot of teams are going with that three safety set because the linebackers play. Right. The safety's almost like a hybrid.
Plus, I don't know about my safeties. I really don't. They're taking a shot here by moving Jalen Mills there, but I'm not convinced that that's going to be successful. So yeah, I got to back that up.
Yeah, and McCloud.
That sound reasoning?
Yeah, and McCloud is, I think, around that age of 30. So even if Mills can play, Mills
right.
and him are your future yes. safeties.
So that's sound general manager reasoning I just displayed there.
That is. And then in that scenario, because they restrict trades, you would have to address wide receiver in the second,
exactly.
third round.
Yes. Now, I'm going to tell them, listen, if that's the case for me, I'm trading back.
Yeah, at that point,
or
you trade back.
If that's the case for me, I'm going to trade. I'm going to get one of those wide receivers. Well, the last thing I'm going to do is sit there, watch all those receivers go, and then sit there at 21 and take somebody. That's probably what I would do. But under these parameters, I got to take the highest rated player on the board, and that's Xavier McKinney.
That's what you got to do. The best teams stay true to the board.
There you go. And I'm staying true to my board.
There you go.
Tyrone. All right. Let's go Damon in West Philly. Damon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Damon.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What's up, Damon?
Hey, so what a great way to start the week, man, with the Last Dance. And we got the draft on Thursday. It's real simple for me, Mike. Receiver, receiver, receiver. Get Carson that weapon, man, so we can, you know.
I agree. And that means you got to trade up.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever it takes to get your guy, go grab him. So, Mike, great interview with Keith Pompey. And it struck me, like, and I agree with both of you. I don't think the NBA is coming back this year. So what league, Mike, do you think takes the first step? In other words, who goes back to start their season?
You talking about the main sports?
Of the main sports, yes.
I think it's going to be baseball.
Okay. Okay.
And I don't think baseball is getting started until September.
That late.
So I think the NFL is going to delay starting their season till at least October. But baseball will kick it off. That's the way I look at it. Now, I could be totally wrong.
Got you. Got you. No, it's just a thought that ran across. So, man, what a great doc last night, man, documentary. So many things came out. I remember, you know, it takes you back to watching the games, watching the 63 points against Boston overtime. Mm-hmm. But one thing that stuck out to me was like, and I remember hearing the stories, but they got really in-depth last night when he was fighting his brother at home on the basketball.
Larry?
Yeah, he's fighting his brother Larry. And, you know, my brother and I fought, but it was one of those things where, like, we'll fight each other, but no one else can, you know, that's family, right? So no one else can fight you. But the thing that stood out with me with that was, so when he goes to play Detroit, and I remember those series, and they were beating him up, that gave him like their fuel, you know. I thought to go back to go in the gym, get stronger, and you know, wind up beating him. Talk about motivation, Mike. You remember Scottie Pippen with the migraine headaches in the playoffs against Detroit where he wouldn't play?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean just while he went through. Mike, real quick before I get to my player. And my son said they showed it. I must have missed it last night. During the playoff game against Boston, right, when he dribbles between the legs, what you take that or AI stepping over Tyronn Lue? Those two plays, because they were just incredible.
Well, to me, it's obviously the AI because I'm personally invested in it. But yeah, but he made so many great moves in that 63-point game. It was uncanny.
It was crazy. Yeah, it was really crazy. Was. So.
All right, man, are you ready for your selection at 29?
Yes, I am, Mike.
All right, who is it?
Well, somebody took Doc, but... This guy was the face of boxing in a division at the time, in that welterweight, middleweight division. I'm going Sugar Ray Leonard, man. He's an unforgotten fighter, man. Sugar Ray was like a beast.
Listen, I get it. You're going Sugar Ray Leonard over Sugar Ray Robinson? You picked the wrong Sugar Ray.
I didn't see Sugar Ray, Mike.
That's
forgive me. I didn't see him. I'm sorry.
It's all right. You don't have to say. I didn't see Babe Ruth either.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
Come on. That's faulty, Damon.
All right. How about this?
No. You picked him. Sugar Ray Leonard over Sugar Ray Robinson?
I thought when he said it, it's Sugar Ray Robinson.
I thought he was
also
going Sugar Ray Robinson
same
too.
Weight class.
Yes.
So I thought for sure.
Come on, man. That's what Sugar Ray Robinson is going to be my next pick. He went Leonard?
Yeah, he's considered by many, many, come the on. Greatest boxer, period.
Well, that's not well thought out, bro.
No, and
plus
now.
But you had the name tip off.
Right. Well, now.
You go think of Sugar Ray, you think of Robinson before you think of Leonard.
Yes, that's the order in the all-timers.
All right, I'm going to go soccer. I'm going Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, Cristiano Ronaldo. Ronaldo, that's a pretty good selection.
You're talking about all-time great guys, and I think he's the highest grossing player in sports history. I think he's now passed everybody. I think he's set to be the first billion-dollar player, like just from playing.
So with the third selection. With the 30th selection.
Yes.
Cristiano Ronaldo goes. Mm-hmm. All right, I like it. All right, let's go to Todd in Philly. Todd, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Todd.
Hey, Mike. How you doing, bud?
What's up, Todd?
Man, just hanging, bro. And all three of y'all, hats off to all three of you guys with this corona thing and really doing the good thing you are.
Thanks, buddy.
Yes, sir. All right. Life's not fair, Mike. You know why?
Why's that?
Because Ty had Pele, you know, I also had Pele, right? And Ty had Pele, right?
Uh-huh.
And then also, because I went to Sugar Ray Leonard's gym, I had Sugar Leonard, and Carson had Sugar Ray Leonard, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Anyway, I'm going Bill Russell, Mike. You know why?
Why is that?
Old school Italian guy told me this. One time I had the... This is back in Baltimore, Scott Garceau's show. He was doing the same thing you guys are doing. Best athletes ever, 1 out of 100. And I had Michael Jordan. And he had Bill Russell. Bill Russell has, what, 10 or 11 rings on his hand?
Yeah, but you're missing the whole exercise. But Bill Russell wasn't as talented a player as Michael Jordan.
How old are you, Mike?
I saw Bill Russell. I know he was a center. He was a specified center. He blocked shots. He rebounded. He ran the floor. Hey. He didn't like shoot it or anything.
Italian guys telling me.
I don't care what Italian guys told me, bro. Let's be honest with you.
Guys tell me, Bill Russell not only played offense, but he played one hell of a.
He didn't play offense at all. Where did he play offense? He didn't play any offense.
He played both.
No, he didn't. He didn't score.
Not at all. No, well,
come on, listen, you got Bill Russell, but please. Yeah, he was a defensive-oriented center, and he was a winner. There's no question about it. But it's like anything else. So you got a lot of guys around you to win, and, you know, he was a leader. But the Celtics made sure they had positions covered back in the day.
For sure. Should I make
great
my
player, obviously. Is it your selection?
Yeah, should I make it
all
now?
No, this ends the first round. Make it now.
Oh, I will go Hank Aaron.
Of course, Hank Aaron had not been selected yet.
He was just sitting out there.
Hammering Hank, a bargain at 32.
I was texting with Booney. I was like, if he doesn't get taken,
my God.
Hank Aaron.
Closing out the first round with Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron.
The home run king.
After, mind you, Sugar Ray Leonard, Randy Moss.
Yes.
Bo Jackson, Julius Erving, Mariano Rivera. Oh, come on, man. It's Mario Lemieux. You know, Mario's a great player, but come on.
Yeah, 19 picks after Mariano comes Hank Aaron.
Aaron, 32nd in the draft. I think that draft is going to pay off for some team.
There you go.
All right, 610-632-0975. One line's open. You got it after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 4:46. Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. You know, our never-ending quest to amuse ourselves and entertain ourselves in isolation. I get these unusual food prep ideas.
Yeah.
So, now, you have to understand that you don't know about this, but one of the most underrated Italian delicacies that you can have as a snack are lupini beans. Have you ever heard of lupini beans, Tyra?
Nah.
No. Wait, yes. I feel like you and I have talked about lupini beans before.
All right, now you get them in an Italian delicacy store, yeah. Like, you know, the Carlino's or the Bruno's, in a jar. And I can sit, like, it's a great snack. It's a yellowish bean, looks like a lima bean, but it's like brined, and you have to like I'm used to working sunflower seeds as a baseball player. These lupini beans, you have to manage to crack off the outer coating of it, and then you get the bean.
Okay.
And the casing kind of comes off. So I get through these, like, I'll sit there and watch TV, and I'll get through a whole jar of lupini beans. So I go, you know, I got to change this up, because I can't get the store a lot. So I'm going to make my own lupini beans. Now, to make your own lupini beans, it's a process.
Yeah,
well, it's like hours. Takes hours. You got to brine the beans first, and then you cook the beans for several hours, and then you rebrine them and the whole bit. But at the end of the day, I got the dried beans. I got more beans. I don't have to keep go jar after jar.
Right.
So I go, okay. Let me go to, and the only place that would have lupini beans dry would be like a Whole Foods.
So you went.
I go Whole Foods on the weekend because so I go 5 o'clock. Safe time, right? I'm thinking 5 o'clock.
People are eating dinner, you think?
Yeah. 5 o'clock on Saturday. The line is around the block at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
At 5 o'clock.
Well, they're staggering everybody, right? They're one in, one out. Is that what they're doing now with the Whole Foods?
I don't know what they're doing, but I'm not going to wait in line an hour to get in to get some dried lupini beans.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I had to call it off. And in addition to that, you know, I make my own naan now, which is fun to do. So I go, okay, I need the hummus. I'm going to make some homemade hummus.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get the dried chickpeas as well. But I also need the tahini. You got to get it at Whole Foods to get it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, I got nothing now.
The line, I waited. It wasn't that bad. I went to the one in Fairmount, and I've been going to that one. Well, the line's not that bad. It's been long.
Mike, you missed not waiting in line for specialty items. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
I can't be waiting in line.
Why don't you order them offline?
I am now.
Okay.
I figured I'd go to Whole Foods, get them like it's because it's right down the street from me.
Yeah,
so I got to do it online now. But yeah, tahini paste, I ordered that online, I guess, too.
Yeah, apparently they think that one thing left that can really flatten this, because things are starting to move in the right direction nationwide, is to actually kind of get everybody out of the grocery stores.
Yeah.
They think that might be the next step. Not for a long time. Mm-hmm. They would be open, but everything would have to be delivery, because apparently there's a certain subsect of people who are getting it, and they ask them, where have you been? And the only place they've been is the grocery store.
Yeah.
So.
Well, anybody who has sympathized with my lupini bean story, we call them lubeans, it's a very underrated snack.
That sounds good.
It is. It got a snap to them.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good, like protein. Yeah, it's real good.
I've been seeing.
Got a briny, salty taste.
Can drop
like
them
an oyster.
Could we do some contactless delivery or something?
Dried. I need the dried.
Yeah, because somebody drop them off.
I want brined. I want to go through the whole brining process.
Yeah, somebody can put them downstairs. I don't think anybody would steal them.
Right.
And you can grab them when you leave.
I need projects.
Yeah, like come in, no contact, just leave it.
Exactly.
You grab it and you go.
Yes. All right, Brian and Hazleton. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
What's up, Brian?
You were asking about what moments that stood out from that documentary I was watching last night when he broke his ankle and he went back to North Carolina and he was working out secretly. And he said that he was working out one-on-one, two-on-two until he got up 5-on-5 and never told the Bulls he was doing it.
Now, think about this. That didn't get out. So you talk about a different age. Like, that didn't even get out. Today, like, the first day he would try that, it would have got out.
Right. So then when he came back and told them, that's when they put him on, I guess, that 7-minute restriction. I know Tyrone called it load management. And back then, it was, I'm protecting my investment.
No, it wasn't. They didn't really want him to play.
Well, he did. But he did. And
yes, so they gave 7 minutes and they held their breath.
But the thing about him was, getting to the whole thing was when that game where they had to take him out or Stan Auerbach was going to lose his job where he was going to play. And Reinsdorf said, Paxton made the shot and ended up winning, getting the playoffs. But when Reinsdorf said to him, if I had 10 pills, 9 that would cure you and 1 that would kill you, would you take it? And he said, depending on how bad the headache was. I laughed because it just shows that, like, at that time, it didn't matter. He wanted to play, whether it was the 8 seed, whether you were going to get swept. Like, that was his drive.
Yeah, he was a fierce competitor. Yeah. There's no question about it.
Yeah,
he also wanted to show off a little bit.
Well, sure.
Yeah. All right. Is it his pick? All right. It's your selection, Brian.
All right. I'm going to go.
Starting the second round now. So here we go in the second. First pick of the second round.
I'm going to go with when the Flyers mortgaged the farm and they took Eric Lindros. I'm going to go Eric Lindros.
Eric Lindros?
Yep.
As the 33rd most important athlete?
Yep. I'm going with him. I'm sticking with it.
All right. First pick in the second round was Eric Lindros.
Well,
come on, man.
Well, Mike, it's now your pick.
It's my pick.
I just figured we should move on.
Maybe there's like 5 other hockey players you could put in that spot.
My next pick is going to be a hockey player.
Is it really?
I'm pretty sure.
All right, well, I'm going, since it's the most important position in all of sports, and we got the second pick in the draft, and we haven't revisited the position.
Need a backup.
I'm going Joe Montana on pick number 34.
That's my next one.
He was?
Yeah.
All right. Joe Montana is the second pick of the second round. Second quarterback taken in this draft, by the way.
Yep.
All right. It's your selection?
It's the caller.
Oh, it's the caller.
Then the caller.
All right. Let's take a breath, and we'll go to the break. We'll come out swinging here as we're into the second round of this this thing that we're doing. In case you are just tuning in, we're having our own mock draft. You can pick any athlete, past or present. So here's how it rolled. Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, Wayne Gretzky 3, Muhammad Ali 4, Lawrence Taylor 5, Babe Ruth selected 6, Mario Lemieux 7, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar selected 8, Serena Williams 9th, LeBron was taken 10th, Jim Brown taken 11th, Tiger Woods taken 12th, Mariano Rivera taken 13th. He still shouldn't be on this board, by the way. Will Chamberlain taken 14th, Willie Mays taken 15th, Roger Federer 16th, Julius Erving 17th. Well, this is respect. Come on. Kobe Bryant taking 18th. Bo Jackson taking 19th. He shouldn't be there either. Michael Phelps taking 20th. Lionel Messi taking 21st. Magic Johnson 22nd. Usain Bolt taken with the 23rd pick. Jerry Rice taken with 24. Randy Moss taken with 25. Pele taken at 26. Ty Cobb taken at 27. Bobby Orr 28. Sugar Ray Leonard at 29. Cristiano Ronaldo at 30. Bill Russell taken 31st. Hank Aaron taking 32nd, and his second round, Eric Lindros, 33rd, and Joe Montana, 34th. Come on, man. All right, 5 o'clock hours ahead after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.